Dr. Anthony Fauci's former senior advisor was federally indicted on charges of allegedly taking part in a conspiracy to evade federal records requests regarding government-funded COVID-19 research. David Morantz is a former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases official who advised Fauci in the agency's office of the director from 2006 to 2022. He is facing charges of conspiracy against the United States, destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations, concealment, removal, or mutilation of records, and aiding and abetting. According to the April 16th indictment recently made public, Morantz and at least two co-conspirators deliberately concealed information and falsified records to suppress alternative theories about the origins of the coronavirus. The allegations stem from the suspension of a controversial government grant to Echo Health Alliance, a nonprofit U.S. research organization suspected of contributing to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic through risky virus studies and its subsequent reinstatement. In 2020, the $600,000 grant was terminated based on suspicions that a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology caused the COVID-19 outbreak, but the grant was restored 3 years later. Authorities alleged that Morantz and other co-conspirators worked to help Conspirator 1, who is potentially Echo Health Alliance President Peter Daszak, reinstate the grant and counter the narrative that COVID-19 leaked from a lab. In anticipation that their communications would be subject to Freedom of Information Act requests, they all allegedly agreed in writing to intentionally hide their collusion from public view by corresponding over Morantz's personal Gmail rather than his NIH email account. The three allegedly exchanged non-public NIH information records that should be stored on government systems to influence NIH to fund Echo Health Alliance.